Hi and welcome to Be Still and Know with me, Dr. Micah Jazz. In a number of liturgies, the words Kyrie eleison, Christe eleison, Kyrie eleison are said following the congregational prayer of confession. The words are Greek for Lord have mercy, Christ have mercy, Lord have mercy. They are the words used by the tax collector in the temple, contrasted with the confident, demonstrative and somewhat self-righteous Pharisee. The tax collector standing at the fringes of the temple with eyes cast to the ground, out of humility prays, Lord, have mercy. The Greek word eleison shares the same root, eleos, as oil, principally olive oil. This is also true in the Hebrew of the Old Testament, where the word hesed means steadfast love. So, whilst our Western understanding of mercy may well lead us to think of justice and acquittal, in reality before God we are declaring with these words, Lord, soothe me, comfort me, take away my pain, show me your steadfast love. Just as olive oil was poured into a wound to bring relief and healing, so God's mercy operates in the same way in leading us into wholeness. Mercy is always undeserved. In one story handed down to us, we discover a mother pleading with Napoleon Bonaparte to spare her condemned son's life. The emperor declared that man's crime was so awful that justice demanded his life. Sir, sobbed the mother, not justice, but mercy. He does not deserve mercy, was Napoleon's answer. But sir, if he deserved it, it would not be mercy, said the mother. Ah, yes, how true, said Napoleon. I will have mercy. The tax collector understood his need for God. There was no merit he might muster from any element of his life that could be offered up in return for God's mercy. He might only call out for mercy in the hope that God would grant what lies within his gift alone. And he left the temple justified before God. It is why that prayer has become such a central prayer in the life of the church. I say it regularly in the form, Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy on me, a sinner. It reminds me of my complete dependence upon God and acts as my appeal for the healing balm of God's oil of forgiveness, acceptance and love to sustain my life on earth. And just as I am an undeserved recipient of God's mercy, so I am invited to extend mercy to all whom I meet. I have no capacity, let alone any right, to form judgments about another person. I might pray that they receive God's mercy, just as I do. As we enter into the God space today, in a litigious age, it's all too easy to become self-righteous and compare yourself favourably with others. Yet you and I stand together in need of God's mercy. It's the place every human finds themselves, from the thief on the cross alongside Jesus to the rock of the church, St. Peter. Call out to God for mercy for yourself and all you meet every day. Amen. In the many difficult circumstances that make up my life's journey, I've come to seek the healing assurance of God's mercy. Please visit premier.org.uk/voice of hope and follow along with these daily meditations at home. And join me this Sunday for Premier Life, as well as for Be Still and Know throughout the week. However, for now, from me, Micah Jazz, it's goodbye and God bless.